What if I told you that most partnerships fail not because they're a bad idea, but because no one is measuring them properly? Today, I'm cutting through the noise and giving you the exact metrics that reveal if your partnerships are fueling growth or just burning time and resource. This is the Partnership Playbook, a podcast helping sales and marketing leaders secure high-value partnerships that finally unlock business growth and reclaim time. I'm your coach, Phil Hay-Sinclair. Welcome to the show. Now, if you've only got 2 minutes, let me cut to the chase. Measuring the success of a partnership isn't just about gut feel. It's about tracking the right numbers. The three metrics that you need, well, number one is revenue contribution, how much direct and indirect revenue your partnerships bring in. Number two, partner influence, how much your partners impact deal velocity and win rates. And number three, operational efficiency, how partnerships improve cost saving and internal processes. We're breaking all this down and more, so stick with me. Here are the three key lessons from today's episode. Number one, you'll learn the most important financial, operational, and strategic key performance indicators that determine a partnership success. You'll also learn how to spot underperforming partnerships early and either optimize or exit. And number three, you'll learn a simple framework that consistently evaluates and adjusts partnerships, ensuring they drive real results. Because here's the truth. Leaders usually fall into two camps when it comes to partnerships. Some assume partnerships are working because they feel right, in inverted commas, while others measure success with vanity metrics that don't translate to actual growth. Both approaches are dangerous. However, the best partnerships, whether in sales, marketing, or product, aren't just well-intentioned collaborations. They're business force multipliers. And if you don't know the numbers behind your partnerships, you might be investing in relationships that are holding you back instead of driving you forward. So let's fix that. Now, key lesson number one, revenue contribution, you know, the money talks. And why does that matter? Well, because partnerships should drive tangible financial benefit. It's not enough to feel good about a partnership. It needs to contribute to the top line revenue or cost savings. So what are the key metrics to track here? Well, there are a couple. The first one is direct revenue. How much revenue is directly attributed to the partnership? The second one is influenced revenue. In other words, deals closed because of partner referrals, co-marketing efforts, or integrations. And number three, customer lifetime value impact. Does the partnership lead to higher value, longer term customers? So when you're thinking about revenue contribution, think about those three metrics. The key takeaway here is to regularly compare revenue growth from partnerships versus other acquisition channels. If a partnership isn't pulling its weight, it's time to reassess its role. Now, the second kind of measure, partner influence. This is often the hidden accelerator. And why does it matter? Not all partnerships drive direct revenue, but they can speed up sales cycles, they can improve deal conversion rates, or they can open new markets. These are equally valuable outcomes. The three metrics to track here are sales cycle acceleration. Are deals closing faster when a partner is involved or not? The second one is win rate improvement. Do partner-influenced deals have a higher close rate? And if they do, that's great news. Number three, market expansion impact. Are you gaining traction in new markets or customer segments because of a partner? Sales cycle acceleration, win rate improvement, and market expansion impact are the three partner influence metrics that you should be tracking. If a partnership helps shorten the sales cycle or increases conversions, it's a hidden growth engine, even if it doesn't generate immediate revenue. Double down on these partnerships. Now, number three, operational efficiency, where you can save time and money. So why does it matter? Well, good partnerships don't just drive revenue, they also improve efficiency. A well-integrated partner should reduce costs, free up resources, or streamline operations. And what are the metrics you can track under this umbrella of operational efficiency? Well, there's obviously cost savings. Are you reducing acquisition costs, support costs, or operational expenses? Number two, customer churn impact. Do partnerships lead to stickier, more engaged customers? If they do, that's great news. And number three, internal resource efficiencies. Are your teams saving time or leveraging automation due to that partnership? If a partnership is lowering costs, improving retention, or making operations more efficient, it's delivering strategic value beyond just revenue. Let's turn to the common pitfalls about why leaders get partnership metrics wrong. So even the best intentioned partnerships can fail, not because the idea was bad, like I said earlier, but because the execution was flawed. Here are the six biggest mistakes leaders make when measuring partnerships and how you can go about avoiding them. Number one, tracking vanity metrics instead of business impact. So why is this a problem? Well, too many leaders get excited about surface level numbers like website traffic spikes or social media engagements or the number of partner referrals. If those leads don't convert or influence revenue, they actually mean nothing. So how can you avoid that? Well, separate activity metrics like leads, impressions, and mentions from business impact, things like revenue, deal velocity, and retention. Regularly check whether a partner's leads are converting into paying customers, not just sitting in your customer relationship management software. And number three, if a partner is driving traffic but no conversions, reassess the partnership's actual value. The second most common pitfall, reviewing partnership performance too infrequently. Why is this a problem? Well, partnerships aren't set and forget. They never should be. Many leaders only check performance, say, once a year or worse, when something goes wrong. By the time they realize the issue, months of resources have already been wasted. So the best way to avoid this is to implement quarterly partnership reviews with clear key performance indicators. For high-value partners, consider monthly check-ins, better yet, fortnightly check-ins, on deal impact, pipeline contribution, and operational efficiencies. And the third way to avoid reviewing partnership performance too infrequently is to create what's known as a kill criteria. These are specific conditions that trigger an immediate reassessment of a partnership. And that could be, for example, partnership-driven deals fall below a certain percentage of sales over a period of time. Now, number three, common pitfall, ignoring negative impact on your business. Why is this a problem? Well, some partnerships actively slow you down, increase costs, or hurt customer experience. But without measurement, you'll never actually see that damage. How can we avoid that? Well, we can track whether a partnership is increasing churn. For example, are partner referred customers leaving faster than others? We can watch for rising support costs. If a partner's customer requires more handholding, the revenue may not be worth it. And third, we can evaluate if a partnership is causing operational friction. For example, slowing down approvals, complicating sales, or requiring extra resources. If a partnership is creating more problems than benefits, it's time to optimize or to exit. Let's look at the fourth most common pitfall, and that is overestimating the partner's commitment. Sadly, many leaders assume that just because a partner is signed up, they're fully engaged. In reality, some partners treat your business as an afterthought, leading to a one-sided partnership. So how can you avoid that? Well, number one, track partnership activation metrics. So when you're getting started, as soon as the deal is signed, look for things like how many co-marketing activities or referrals or sales motions are actually being executed after the deal was signed. Identify low effort partners, those who want benefits but don't really do too much contribution. And if a partner isn't reciprocating value, have a direct conversation or redirect resources to a more committed partner. Let's move to the fifth most common pitfall, assuming that all revenue is equal. This is one of my favorites. Why is this a problem? Well, hopefully it's quite obvious. A partnership may generate revenue, but the question is, at what cost? If partnership-driven deals have lower margins, higher refund rates, or longer sales cycles, they may not be worth pursuing. So how can you avoid this? Look at net revenue per partner deal, not just total revenue. Check if partner-influenced customers stay longer, but buy more, and if they churn faster than others. And number three, if margins on partner-driven sales are lower, consider renegotiating revenue sharing terms or shifting focus to better performing partners. And finally, number six, failing to align partnerships with business goals. You know, a partnership that worked a year ago may no longer align with your company's priorities. If your business model, ideal customer profile, or go-to-market strategy evolves, outdated partnerships can hold you back. So how can you avoid this? Number one, reassess strategic alignment at least once a year. If a partnership no longer supports key objectives, for example, moving upmarket, expanding into a new region, it may be time to exit or restructure. And the third thing you can do is use a decision matrix. Does this partnership contribute to growth, efficiency, or market positioning? If not, it may be dead weight. Now, the bottom line here in measuring all of these metrics and thinking about all the pitfalls is this. Proactive measurement saves partnerships or kills the wrong ones faster. Partnerships should be high-impact growth levers, not passive commitments. Leaders who track the right metrics can double down on successful collaborations while quickly exiting those that don't deliver. So here are the key takeaways. If you've got a notepad and pen, write these down. Number one, focus on business impact metrics, not vanity numbers. Number two, measure partnership performance frequently, not just annually. Number three, identify and cut partnerships that increase churn, costs, or inefficiencies. Number four, ensure partners are equally committed, not just benefiting from your brand. Number five, not all revenue is good revenue. Look at margin, LTV, and cost efficiency. And number six, keep partnerships aligned with evolving business goals. These 6 points are important because if you've got partnerships that feel a little bit off, there's a good chance you're missing one of these warning signs. Take a good hard look at your numbers, run a quick partnership audit, and decide, are these relationships growing your business or just draining resources? Now, the metrics we've covered today and the pitfalls that we've talked about are the ones that I've seen most commonly in evaluating partnerships. But what have I missed? I know many of you have deep experience in partnerships. What challenges have you faced and how did you overcome them? I'd love to hear your thoughts and you can reach out to me. There's a link in the show notes. Now, before you go, I have a question for you. Do you worry that you're wasting time, money, and credibility on the wrong partnerships? You know, it's exhausting to pretend everything's fine while quietly second-guessing your decisions. You see others thriving with the right connections and you're stuck wondering if you've missed out on opportunities to elevate your business, your reputation, and your results. The fear of making another costly mistake can feel paralyzing. But that can end today because I've created a free partner calculator to instantly assess if a potential partner is ideal for your business. This tool and, I think, a pretty interesting Tesla case study that comes with it will give you clarity. It'll give you confidence and the edge you've been looking for to secure the partnerships that not only work, but help you finally grow your business. You too can also find the link in the show notes. Thanks again for being here. I hope you found this episode useful. I'm your coach, Phil Hayes Sinclair. I'll see you in the next episode.